And now to a contest of a different kind. Mike Huckabee has just had the best week yet in his long-shot bid for the Republican presidential nomination. He's seen a bump in his poll numbers in Iowa, where he got a standing ovation at a state GOP dinner over the weekend. Better yet for the candidate, there was a big spike in his online fundraising. NPR's Audie Cornish has been with Huckabee on the campaign trail.
Mike Huckabee has stayed alive in the GOP presidential race because of supporters like Pastor Scott Wilson of Mason City, Iowa.
Mike Huckabee's my man. His values are my values. And I think he does a great job of reflecting middle America. You know, the evangelical Christian is going to be very comfortable with Mike Huckabee.
And as the former minister and governor has inched up in the polls, other Iowa Republicans like Beverly Denny of Waterloo are giving him a second look.
I suppose at first it was, we want to get somebody in there that's going to win the opponent. So that's kind of the philosophy. And then you realize it doesn't matter. What matters is the person. And he's gaining momentum.
Both Wilson and Denny were among the several hundred who showed up at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, to hear Huckabee play bass guitar with his band, Capital Offense. The former Arkansas governor sports an American flag guitar strap and can scrunch his shoulders, pout, and nod with the best of them. He doesn't sing, but he does MC, which gives him a chance to pitch the crowd.
You're not just a part of a campaign that is struggling. You're a part of a campaign that is on fire, and some of it is because some people gave us what we're going to sing about right now.
The tune, the old 50s hit Money, the occasion. Huckabee announced that he'd raised more money online in the last week than he had all year, thanks to a second-place finish in the straw poll of Christian voters sponsored by the Family Research Council. And that $700,000 is almost as much as he raised in the whole third quarter. Getting the money to back up the buzz is key for candidates like Huckabee, says Drake University professor Dennis Goldford.
He's caught in that trap of the electability question. You're not getting much money because we don't think you're electable, but we don't think you're electable because you're not getting much money. Huckabee's got to break out of that vicious circle.
Which means impressing people at the Iowa State Party's annual Ronald Reagan dinner was critical. Huckabee got his chance at that event Saturday night when the GOP's best-known presidential candidates, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, and John McCain, did not attend. So undecided Republican activists could give the once-over to candidates like Huckabee trying to break out of the pack and win over people like Iowa Christian Alliance leader Steve Scheffler.
As far as going the long distance, I think he has a couple of big challenges. He has to have the ample money to go the long distance beyond Iowa, because it's a realistic scenario that after Iowa, you're going to have a lot of money to run TV ads simultaneously. So I think he has a good message that resonates with a lot of people, but he's got a couple challenges in terms of, staff and money.
Paul Ellington of the Republican Political Action Committee, GOPAC, says that he admires Huckabee's resourcefulness in the face of better-financed rivals. But Ellington says these days the Arkansas governor isn't really being thought of as a top-of-the-ticket candidate.
Well, he's considered to be first tier, but he's also considered to be first choice as number two on the ticket from a lot of people. I mean, in my job, I travel the country a lot, and everybody, when you ask him their short list on vice presidents, he's always the first one mentioned.
But to make that happen, Huckabee needs to stick around a while. He needs money to buy ads and airtime and to beef up his ground troops in Iowa and elsewhere. Right now, he has 8 paid staff in Iowa, 4 in other early states.
What we've been waiting for that's now beginning to happen is this sense of people finally saying, okay, we've been shopping around. Wait a minute, here's the guy running. This is the guy that believes what we believe. He stands for what we stand for.
And Huckabee says he's already beat the expectations of many who thought he'd have dropped out by now. And with just about 2 months to go to the Iowa caucuses, he's making his move just in time. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.